This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Program As-Safinatul ila al-Jannah. And alhamdulillah, having a beautiful morning with you. Let's welcome Pious and Sagacious Ummah once again with a hearty Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Fresh of the Wajah to Musalla, and alhamdulillah, really enjoying this critical morning with you. And joining us is our captain, is our leader, Mufti A.K. Hussein Damat Barakatuh. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. You are going to give us a alhamdulillah commentary or a nasiha on the Quran. And alhamdulillah, the questions are coming through. Mufti Sahab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh once again. And how are you keeping this beautiful morning?
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, brother Shafa'at, jazakallahu khair. And we say thank you very much to our engineer, brother Tobela, as well. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah, today we focus on chapter 6, Suratul An'am, and verse 115. Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala informs us, وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ, that the words of your Allah, your sustainer, nourisher, are complete. Meaning the Quran Sharif is complete. Revealed on the Mubarak, blessed heart of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wasallam via the agency of Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam. 114 surahs and chapters in the noble Quran. 6,236 verses in the noble Quran. Subhanallah, no addition, no omission, and the only constitution and divine scripture that stood the test of time. It was, it is, it will always be the greatest miracle of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we know that millions of people, male, female, adult and children, have committed it to memory, and in that way there no person, no organization, no government can come and change the text of the noble Quran, even though many of them are trying to do so, but always Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala humiliates them. وَتَمَّتْ كَلِمَةُ رَبِّكَ صِدْقًا وَعَدَلًا, and the promises of Almighty Allah are truthful, صِدْقًا. And the wa'id, the warnings from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, also truthful. So everything from Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala is truthful. If you study the profile and life history of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, he stood as a strong pillar, firm. And remember, the question was regarding the Quran Sharif, is it created or is it the direct speech of Almighty Allah? And he told the rulers, you can do whatever you want to, it is the direct speech of Almighty Allah. He was whipped in public. And remember when they whipped him the first time and lashed him, he said, Bismillah. The second time he said, Hasbi Allah. The third time he said, that لَا يُصِيبَنَا إِلَّا مَا كَتَبَ اللَّهُ لَنَا. And he said that nothing will afflict us except that what Almighty Allah has decreed. Nevertheless, the karamat of Imam Ahli Sunnah wal Jama'ah, that is the title of Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah, wulida bi Baghdad, wa tuwfiya bi Baghdad. He was born in Baghdad in Iraq. He passed away in Iraq. I went to his qabr mubarak, alhamdulillah. And he, Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, then told the people, bayni wa baynakum yawm al janaza, that you will see the day of my janaza, what happens. karamatan wa ikraman li hadhal imam al jaleel, to honor this imam. Allah jalla wala led more than 800,000 people in those days attend his janaza. More than 20,000 non-Muslims embraced Islam. That is sidqah. That everything in the Quran Sharif is the truth. Wa adlah, and it is just. What is Islam? Islam is called Deen. Now you are going to perform your Fajr Salat. You will read Maliki Yawmiddin. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is the sole owner of the Day of Justice. Inna Deena Indallahi Islam. Verily, the only religion that is accepted by Almighty Allah is Islam. Again, the word Deen is used. So when a person studies Islam holistically, you will find politically, socially, economically, across the spectrum, there is justice. That is our weakness, that we do not implement it. It is our weakness and our shortcoming that today we have not presented to the world one Islamic country. We have Muslim countries, yes, but we don't have an Islamic country, that this is a role model that you can follow. So all this is our weaknesses. La mubaddila li kalimati, and no one can ever change the words of Almighty Allah, the direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa huwa Sami'ul Alim, and he Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, he is the one that is all hearing and all knowing. Whatever we do in our caucus, in our private, in our darkness of the night, and all that is known to Almighty Allah, and is all knowing and all hearing. So these are the attributes and the qualities of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. MashaAllah, many brothers, sisters, MashaAllah, celebrating Eidul Adha today, we say Taqabbal Allahu Minna wa Minkum. When you meet your brother to brother, sister to sister, then Sahaba radiallahu anhum, on the day of Eidul Adha, as mentioned in Fathul Bari, the commentary of Bukhari Sharif by Ibn Hajar Asqalani, they would say Taqabbal Allahu Minna wa Minkum. So both Eids we read it, MashaAllah. So remember that Ya Allah, whatever we did, our fasting, our charity, our crying, our du'as, you accept it out of your benevolence, your grace, your mercy, O Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Second one, inshaAllah, that today we have an important topic between 1:30 and 2, how spouses can, inshallah, solve their problems. So that will be the program between 1:30 and 2. And remember that many people are asking why they're not receiving the podcast and the nasiha and so forth. Remember that the WhatsApp, they have changed their policy. They don't want these big groups. So now we are moving towards Telegram. Now what is this Telegram story? You need to go to your Play Store and inshallah look for the Telegram app. And then once you find the Telegram app, you download it, you install it, everything inshallah into your phone. And then you see the links, we have sent it out to you. And inshallah, if you don't have it, then you contact me 071-888-1184. And we will forward it to you. And inshallah, then you subscribe and you will receive everything we send out inshallah al-Aziz on a daily basis. So that is our announcements. Yes, Brother Shafad, you were asking how we are, alhamdulillah, very, very well. And you know, the weather also is improving. Daytime today, they're expecting 18, 20 degrees or so. So it's not so cold. And mashallah, last week, I know I was in Durban. Durban, you'll have wonderful, excellent weather. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala bless all of you in this world and all of us in this world and in the year after. Jazakallah khairan.
Yes, JazakAllah for that, Mufti Sahab. You know, you made a very valid point. You say we have Muslim countries, but we don't have Islamic countries. You know, there's not one so-called Muslim country that uses the Quran as a constitution, Mufti Sahab. A quick observation from you.
Okay, I think let's leave the politics and we carry on, inshallah, because there's another question, all these okay. Things here. So let's carry on, inshallah.
All right, Mufti wants to, yeah, he's giving that a 513. We're looking at this question coming through. It says, Mufti Saab, Jazakallah Khair for your Q&A. It says, sterilized pebbles in a sealed bag, one of the extraordinary measures that he's taken this year for the Hajj. Mufti's comment on the sterling work that is being done and the extraordinary measures that is being taking place by the Saudi Hajj officials. Mufti Saab, you've been for Hajj many times, and you may be getting these, seeing these visuals that they're taking this extraordinary measures. What goes through your mind and your comments on that, Mufti Saab?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You know that when I was in Newcastle, sometimes I used to lecture, and I used to sit in the kitchen and put the men one side and the women the other side, or I would sit in the passage in my house, and I would tell them that, you're going for Hajj. The only thing you will get free there is pebbles, And then as time progressed, then we came this side here to Gauteng, Transvaal side, You'll still call us Transvaalers, I know that. So in a case like that, what will happen is that I have to tell them that now I see that there's some youngsters running around there, in Muzdalifah or in Mina or wherever. And they will say, the Jamarat, all that, meaning they got the pebbles and they're selling it, So mashallah, if the government is, providing it and so forth. I know 2-3 years ago it was announced that every pilgrim will get, a bag and will get pebbles and so forth. We were waiting, but nobody came, So the crowd is so big, so you don't blame them, obviously, 2-3 million. So this year the crowd is very, very small. So alhamdulillah. So yes, we must accept one thing. Whether we like it or not, the truth needs to be spoken, and the Quran Sharif speaks of this. وَلَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شَنَعَانُ قَوْمٍ عَلَىٰ أَلَّا تَعْدِلُوا اِعْدِلُوا هُوَ أَقْرَبُ لِلتَّقْوَىٰ. Even if you have hatred for people, even if you dislike people, but the justice must still prevail. So remember what they did for the Haramain Sharifain. Any person, remember, if he removes the jaundiced eye and the blinkers, you must give them credit for what? Not millions, it's billions and billions of dollars over the years that have been spent. So you must remember, Allah Ta'ala reward them for that. And therefore, daily, and I tell you, I read this morning, Alhamdulillah, 2 rakat salat, Allah mahfaz bilad al-Haramain al-Sharifain min kulli سوءٍ ومكروه اللهم طهر المسجد الأقصى من اليهود الغاصبين المحتلين اللهم عليك بأعداء الدين يا الله you protect the Haramain Sharifain from all types of evil يا الله يا الله you purify and liberate and emancipate Palestine from the clutches of the enemy and the Zionist regime and يا الله let our Masjid al-Aqsa be returned to its former glory and all my Allah protect all our masajid throughout the world, inshallah.
Mina Mufti makes a point of justice and jaundiced eyes. MashaAllah, something to remember. This question says, Mufti Saab, we are undergoing financial difficulties and haven't eaten a decent meal since lockdown. Even if we get meat, our refrigerator is not cooling. I feel embarrassed to ask. Please advise accordingly. Perhaps a wazifa to get me off of this depressing situation, Mufti Saab.
Yes, we must face reality. So many people have been retrenched. So many people have been fired. So many people, have just lost their job. And this is the micro and the macro, whether you look at South Africa, whether you look at overseas and so forth and so on. So what we need to do is, first thing, in the light of the noble Quran, we must perform our 5 daily salat punctually, regularly. وَأَمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا لَا نَسْأَلُكَ رِزْقًا نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, you Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam command your household. So ahlaki means the wives and the children and the grandchildren and so forth. So, and then we are not asking you for rizq. So Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us that if we are meticulous, particular with our salat, نَحْنُ نَرْزُقُكَ. yarzuquk. We are not asking you that you must give your rizq. No, you can't do that. It's beyond your capacity. Nahnu narzuquk. We will give you the rizq and sustenance. So a Muslim will first beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, and then you read, my brother, my sister, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhabu, Ya Wahhab. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, so that you are the best of givers. Surah 38 and verse 35, after reconstructing Masjid al-Aqsa, he, Nabi Sulaiman alayhi salatu salam, what did he say? He said that, remember, Rabbi habli mulkan la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, that you grant me such a magnificent kingdom, it will not be granted to any personality after me. Then, innaka antal wahhab. You are the best of givers, Ya Allah. So you, my brother, sister, and all of us, Allah has given us, we still beg, Ya Allah, more iman, more Islam, more goodness, more ikhlas, everything that's good. So Ya Allah, grant us sincerity, devotion, dedication, your pleasure, Ya Allah, your mercy to envelope us. Grant us your love, the love for Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ya Wahhab, Abu Ya Wahab. Third one, it seems you are in real dire straits. So Brother Shafaat, maybe you have their number there. So inshallah, you can just contact the organizations you know there in Durban. You are well connected. And inshallah, forward it to this brother, sister. It does not behove us as Muslims. Let us be clear on this issue. That today we celebrate Eid. And our brother, sister, Muslims that are going hungry, they haven't a decent meal and so forth. Let us be honest about these type of things. So it becomes an indictment upon us. Therefore, study both our Eid. Eid al-Fitr, before the day of Eid, is meritorious that you take out and you pay your fitrah, your sadaqatul fitr. And on the day of Eid al-Adha, so remember that you take your meat, your qurbani, you slaughtered it, sacrifice it. It's not compulsory, but highly meritorious. One third you keep for yourself. One third you give to your family and friends. One third you give the poor and the needy. The Hanafis even go further and say, you can give to Muslim and non-Muslim. Although the Shafi'is say that Muslim only and Hanbalis and so forth. So from there we learn a lesson that how we should empower people and what our motive and intention should be. وَيُطْعِمُونَ الطَّعَامَ عَلَىٰ حُبِّهِ مِسْكِينًا وَيَتِيمًا وَأَسِيرًا. And he, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, is that he has mentioned in the Noble Quran, the qualities of the pious people, that who are they? That they feed people, and they're giving them food and so forth. Ala hubbihi, because of the love of Almighty Allah. That is a sign that the person has iman, faith, conviction in his heart, and therefore because of the excessive love of Allah, he feeds miskinan wa yateeman wa asira, sometime feeding the poor, sometime feeding the orphans, sometime feeding the people who are in captivity in the prisons and jails. And why do they feed? Innama nut'imukum liwajhi اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Ya Allah, we are feeding these people for your love. We don't want any thanks from them. We don't want any compensation from them. So pure their intentions and motives are. There's no hidden agenda and ulterior motive. Chapter number 76 and verses 8 and 9. So we should look at that. And inshallah, we always say that husband, wife, so today that you're celebrating Eid, so remember, oh husbands, that even with your wives, that you go and say, oh honey, take this money. You know, when we were very, very young, our beloved father, mother, they would kiss us, we would kiss them. And you should be kissing your parents, you know. So anyway, your children, grandchildren. So nevertheless, they would say, take this ED, take this. That time was, you know, barkati barkat. If they give you 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand. So mashallah, that was our Eid. You know, we'll remember it. Today you give the beggar 1 rand, he also makes istikhara whether he was accepted or not, you know.
Yes, sir, Mufti Sahib, you know, you tickle my brains by saying, hey, honey, take the money. Looking at Sulaiman alayhi salam, according to the Bible, he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. So perhaps you'd like to comment on that, or should we just let it go?
Carry on, bye.
Okay, Mufti Sahib says, carry on by. This question says, I had promised my wife a Hajj trip. She was happy. We have the money, but she now insists I must give her the share, telling me that she will decide accordingly. Please advise her, Mufti Sahib. She is a big fan of yours.
Allah Jalla wa Ala accept us. We all remain steadfast according to the teachings and preachings of the Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is nasiha and advice to all the people who are supposed to go for Hajj this year, 2020-14-41, for the first time in your life. It was not a nafil Hajj. It was not the second, third time. First time. Then we all know what happened. We don't have to discuss that. But now your agent has refunded you. You have the 50,000, 100,000, 200,000, depending on which package you took. My advice to you, don't take that money and start busting it up and using it here and there and all that. Remember that Hajj is still compulsory upon you, because you have the means. And inshallah, cry to Allah daily and remember the 3 2-rakat salat, and in that way 2 rakat nafil salat, and you read this verse. Surah is one sentence actually of the verse, and that is Surah chapter 2 verse 128, wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Oh beloved Allah, that you show us the places of and Hajj and forgive us, Ya Allah. Innaka anta tawwabur rahim. Verily, O Allah, you are of forgiving and very, very merciful. So each one of us remember that that is what we should be doing. The heart should have that strong desire. Nay, I'm still going to go for Hajj, Ya Allah, and I will be there on the plains of Arafat. Come 2021, inshaAllah al-Aziz, with the mercy and grace of Allah. Ya Allah, haziri bar bar nasib farma. Take us to the Haramain Sharifain time and time again. Once it opens up, inshallah, we go for Umrah. Once it opens up, we go for Hajj. So make that intention, inshallah. Don't say, no, we got this 100,000. Let me just spend it, does that, and then we'll see. No, that see business, then sometime, you know, the situation outside is volatile. Then, Allah forbid, that time come, you don't perform Hajj. You know what Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said? Go open Tirmidhi Sharif. The only kitab you will find among the famous kitabs, this hadith is Tirmidhi Sharif. So you find there, when Hajj is compulsory upon a person, and he or she did not perform the Hajj, فَلَا عَلَيْهِ أَيَّمُوتَ يَهُودِيًا أَوْ نَصْرَانِيًا, then he can go die as a non-Muslim. So imagine that the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is warning us that Hajj is compulsory and still you don't perform and you died. So even Quran is telling us, وَمَنْ كَفَرَ. So we must be very careful. We are not saying the person is non-Muslim. Remember that. It's a warning that Almighty Allah is giving us in the Quran Sharif, and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is giving us. So we need to save that money. Oh, inshallah, if you have some halal place, you can invest it. So because, you know, today inflation and a lot of other issues, but make that intention, especially you, my brother, sister, who are going for the first time, and this were unforeseen circumstances. Allah will give you, give me, all of us the reward, but the fact of the matter is, we still have to go and perform our first Hajj, inshaAllah al-Aziz.
That Haziri Bar Bar Farma, beautiful indeed. Mufti Sahib, Anonymous Alim says, every year we have the same issue. We get up with a gusto, pray Fajr Salah, go for the Eidgah, sacrifice sheep, have a heavy meal, sleep, eat again, miss Zuhur and Asr Salah. Don't we realize that Qurbani is wajib and Salah is farz? Please, Mufti Sahib, give a nasiha to the Ummah. Mufti Sahib?
Yes, we can't paint everybody with the same brush, but yes, it does happen. You must remember some people, what they will do is read Fajr Salat, and thereafter, mashallah, 15 minutes, half an hour, 1 hour, whatever the case might be, thereafter read the Eidul Adha Salat, and then go for the Qurbani, and thereafter have a healthy, hearty meal, and then sleep, and must Zuhur or even Asr, Allah forbid. So let us see what Islam tells us. Islam tells us, فَصَلِّ لِرَبِّكَ وَنْحَرْ, that on this day when you're celebrating Eid, so you should go and perform your Eid Salat, Eidul Adha Salat in this instance. Thereafter, وَنْحَرْ, then you slaughter, you make your sacrifice. So remember that in the morning, that you don't eat anything or drink anything, that is sunnah, is better to abstain. But if you ate and drank, you took medication or whatever, it's permissible, there's no problem. We're speaking of what is better and sunnah. Thereafter you perform your Eid Salat, and thereafter you have your khutbah and du'as or whatever else it is. And thereafter remember that if you're going home for breakfast or you're going to the place where you're making qurbani, best is you go and make your qurbani. That is the sunnah of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And after slaughtering, sacrificing the animal, thereafter you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَبَشْ Shiril Muhsinin. Study the Quranic verses regarding Qurbani, Udhiya, and Almighty Allah is teaching us that we must fulfill our duty with beauty. And always a Muslim must do Ihsan. Don't go and torture the animal with stunning and all those type of things. So we must show the beauty of Islam. And if you look at it, Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala teaches us. And if you see the words, you know, this is the beauty, the glory, the style, the diction of the Noble Quran. Allah Ta'ala tells us regarding Eid al-Fitr, Ramadan Mubarak finish, now you're going for Eid, Surah 2 and verse 185, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. You are going, O Muslim, to read your 2 rakat, Salatul Eid al-Fitr, to thank Almighty Allah. And if you study Surah Hajj chapter 22 and verses 36-37, كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرْنَاهَا لَكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ. The big camels, the big cows and bull and what have you. So all that, you are going to slaughter that. Allah subjugated it for you so that you make shukr to Allah. You are grateful to Almighty Allah. So it's a day of thanksgiving. It's a day we show our gratitude to Allah. Thereafter, Almighty Allah says that in chapter 22 and verse 37, I'm just reading the relevant parts, لِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ. You read takbir. O Muslim, you're going for Eid. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallahu, Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi ilham. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborating on this, the hadith in Tabarani, زينوا أعيادكم بالتكبير. So you must then beautify your Eid, adorn your Eid with the spirit, singing the praises of Allah, glorifying the name of Allah. People, we all want to be a big shot, but Hajj teaches us we in ihram and we in our simple 2 towels, and everybody was a Mr. Somebody, now we became a Mr. Nobody. That is Islam. And Allahu Akbar, Allah Ta'ala was, is, will always be the biggest, the greatest, the mightiest. And thereafter, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Chapter 22, verse 37. So do ihsan, fulfill your duty with beauty, and become an asset to humanity, and inshallah. And one more point while we're on this, and just now I'll leave you, that remember that, you know, when we study and so forth, we find different things we can enlighten, and inshallah inspire the listeners. Brother Shafa'at, let's take you. This is an example. Allah Jalla Wala gave you enough wealth. So you are performing the qurbani for yourself. You are performing the qurbani and sacrifice for your wife and so forth, right? Now you still got extra money and so forth. So what should we do? Remember, then take that extra goat, extra sheep, extra shea in a cow, and remember, say, this is for Mustafa, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the entire Ummah and Muslimah. Now why should we do that? Now when you study Sahih Muslim, you will find Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed and then made the dua, beautiful dua. Allahumma taqabbalu min Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Except from the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa min ahli bayti, from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ahli bayt, the household, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi wa sallam, the honorable children, grandchildren, all are the ahlul bayt. And remember that, wa min ummati Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So even there, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua for us. Oh Ummah, oh esteemed listeners, Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, Ihsan Faramushi, to forget Ihsan, the favors, that is not Islam. We must remember the sacrifices, the favors Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did for us. Even today, you go and you just order one goat and sheep or whatever, and then you sacrifice it today, tomorrow, it's fine. And you sacrifice it on Sunday also, it's fine. On Saturday, Sunday, Monday also, it's fine. So you must remember, the one you say is for the Master Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and for the Ummah of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And I conclude with this. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu every year used to slaughter one for Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we were very young, our parents didn't know what is Bukhari Sharif and Muslim and all. They had contact with Hazrat Maulana Zubair Ali Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, one great Waliullah, and remember that he who teach them. You do this, you do that. So the little they knew, they would put into practice and they would carry it out. So now you, my Muslim brother, Muslim sister, so many things we spend on. So why not that 500 rand, 1000 rand, whatever it is, you're sending overseas or here local or whatever. So you say there's one extra, it's a nafil one. Don't confuse it. Yours is wajib, that is first. But the nafil one, the voluntary one, there you make multiple intention for Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the Ahlul Bayt, the Sahaba, and the entire Ummah. So may Almighty Allah bless us, and may Almighty Allah accept the Eid. Taqabbal Allahu minna wa minkum. InshaAllah, all of you, make maaf with yourselves and the Ummah. Oh, Tobela just rushed in here. Okay, 12 o'clock to 1 o'clock, Qurbani ke Masail by Mufti Tariq Masood. So you can listen to that, inshallah, 12 to 1 in Urdu. There the Masail and Maslas related to Qurbani. And inshallah, that 1 o'clock to 1:30, the Eid lecture. So anyway, this thing, the on unity in Islam. So that is the lecture you can listen to. Unity in Islam between 1 and 1:30, and 1:30 to 2, inshallah, you can listen to how to solve problem between spouses. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallahu khairan, brother Shafat.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khair for that, Mufti Sahab. Always informative and enlightening when you listen to the Q&A that our Mufti gives to us. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep him for many, many years to serve the deen in the manner that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala most.